感谢主，我们又有机会，我们一同来读神的话。
Thanks the Lord, we have a chance to read His words again.
那这些天我们都在来读加拉太书。
We'll be reading the book of Galatians.
那我感觉弟兄们里面有一个负担，借着这卷书，我们把整个的福音这个真理，我们更坚固、更扎实的把它来掌握下来。
I can tell that the brothers have this burden to share the truths of this book.
弟兄们常常说啊，我们读圣经的时候呢，我们不是光盯着一处。
So brothers say, when we read the Bible, we don't just focus on one point.
就是我们看见树，我们要看见林。
When we see
树
，When we see a tree，
我们也看见了林，森林。
Oh, we can also see the spirit.
那也就是我们不光看到那个树枝、那个枝节。
Not only the branches.
我们看到整棵树。
So we can see the big, the whole tree.
尤其那个树干。
那especially the branches.
那有的时候我们读一卷书呢，我们对那个大的图画有一点的了解。
When we read a book, we can see this big picture.
弄下加拉太书这卷书。
So the book of Galatians.
有人说我们比较了解罗马书，听得多一点。
Many people say, "Oh, we are very familiar with the Book of Romans."
那么罗马书就告诉我们什么是神的福音。
The Book of Romans tell us what is God's gospel.
那么加拉太书告诉我们什么不是神的福音。
But the Book of Galatians tell us what is not God's gospel.
或者是伪福音。
Or false gospel.
那么读加拉太书的时候，你会看到好多好多的对比。
When you read the Book of Galatians, you can see many comparisons.
那么如果两章两章的这么看下来。
If you read it two chapters by two chapters,
好像你能够读到那个原则的对比。
You can see the contrast of principles.
到底是恩典的原则呢，还是律法或者行律法的原则？
It is the principle of grace, or is it the principle of the law?
然后呢，你会看到途径的对比。
Then you can see the comparison of the path.
那是信心呢，还是行为？
Is it because of faith or behavior?
那么再然后呢，你会看到进入实际，这个的对比。
When then we can see the comparison about actual life.
那么是凭圣灵呢，还是凭肉体，包括所谓的好肉体
？Is it by spirit or by flesh?
但是呢，这几个的对比呢，不是分开的，都是一脉相承的。
Those comparisons are not separated, but with the same.
那么我觉得呢，如果用一句话来说呢，就是基督还是基督以外。
So in one sentence to summarize, is it in Christ or outside of Christ?
所以你整个看到，好像宇宙中就这么两个阵营。
So you can see in the universe there are two battlefields.
那不是在这个阵营呢，就在那个阵营。
If you are, it will be either this battlefield or the other.
小时候我们也常听到阵营阵营，什么社会主义阵营、帝国主义阵营。
We very often heard about battlefield like socialism or capitalism.
那么这个阵营，你看一边呢，一边我们看两个阵营，一边呢就是恩典。
One battlefield is grace.
那么另外一边呢，就是律法。
The other field is law.
那么一边呢是信心。
One side is faith.
那么另外一边就是行为。
The other side is behavior.
那么一边呢是圣灵。
One side is spirit.
另外一边呢就是肉体。
The other side is flesh.
也都这样子，一边是应许。
One side is promise.
那另外一边就是血气。
The other side is
血气。
Oh, it's flesh.
啊，都是成双成双成对的。
So it's by pairs.
那或者一边是生命树。
One side is life tree of life.
另外一边就分别善恶树。
The other side is a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
一边是基督。
One side is Christ.
另外一边是什么呢？
What is on the other side?
想了半天，亚当。
That is old Adam.
反正就那么两个阵营。
So two battlefields.
借着这两个阵营呢，其实是背后两条道路的征战。
So through these two battlefields, it's actually the battle between two paths.
我们从小到大也对道路我们感觉很深，社会主义道路、资本主义道路。
When we grew up, we know this path.
所以加拉太书里面你就看到了，就两条道路一直在打仗。
So in Galatians, we can see two paths are fighting all this time.
那不光如此。
Not only this.
这卷书不光是讲道路。
This book is not only tell us the doctrine.
这卷书也讲一个目的。
It also tell us a purpose.
那么整个加拉太书一个目的呢，就是得儿子的名分。
The purpose of Galatians is to obtain the sonship.
那么得儿子的名分呢？这个词呢，好像我们中文听上去比较不容易明白。
It is hard for us to understand in Chinese.
那么通俗来说。
To be general.
得儿子名分呢，地位上来说，就是你不再是奴隶了。
To obtain the sonship means you are not a slave anymore.
你是儿子了。
You are a son.
你不再是奴隶了。
You are not slave.
主要不是讲你不再是罪的奴隶。
Mainly about not a slave of sin.
主要是讲你不再做那律法的奴隶。
Not anymore slave of law.
不光地位。
Not only the position.
还有一个实际。
There is a fact.
我想用地上一张文凭来做比方。
So let's do an illustration using our diplomas.
真正得儿子的名分，就是拿到那张你真正做儿子的那张文凭。
So the one who truly gained the sonship is the one who truly got the certificate.
我想我们大概对加拉太书有个大概有那么一个大的一个图画。
So now we can have a vivid picture.
那我们今天呢，还是接着上次的加拉太书第二章。
We continue to read on for chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章，今天从十一节开始。
Let's begin from verse 11。
十一节，听我来念好了啊。后来基法，如果英文的我们自己念好，我们就听我来念中文好了。后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到已先。他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到他，因怕受割礼的人就退去，与外邦人隔开了。其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装甲。但我一看见他们行得不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人。难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。我已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。今我们读到这里。
So we'll just read until there.
你看到最后一句。
The last sentence.
这是我不废掉神的恩。
I do not set aside the grace of God.
亦若是借着律法得的。
For if righteousness comes through the law.
你看到这个对比。
You can see the contrast.
一个是恩。
One is grace.
恩典。
The grace.
另外一个就是律法。
The other side is law.
那是两个原则的对比。
So the comparison of two principles.
那么在整个的圣经中，如果你中文去找一个词短语，叫做福音的真理。
If you look for a phrase, called the gospel.
福音的真理。
The truth of the gospel in the Bible.
那这五个字只出现两次。
It appeared only five times.
都在加拉太书第二章。
It all happens in this chapter.
一次是我们的弟兄上是之前的主日所交通的。
One is fellowship by our brother last week.
第一节到第十节里面有一次。
From verse 1 to 10, there's one spot.
第二次就刚才我们读到的11到21节。
Then in 11 to 21, there's another spot.
那像我们不妨今天的主题就是为着福音的真理。
So my topic today is for the purpose of the truth of the gospel.
那我们从三个方面来看。
Let's see it from three points.
第一个叫看不见的战线。
It is a battle you cannot see.
第二个，我们来看到底是行律法还是信基督称义。
Second point, whether to be called righteousness by law or by Christ.
那第三个是基督在我里面活。
The third point is Christ live in us.
首先，我们来看看不见的战线。
So the first one is the battlefront you cannot see.
我想加拉太书的一个特点就是征战厉害。
The point of Galatians is to battle.
我觉得大陆啊，在1949年以后，第一部反特片。
The mainland China after the liberation, the first movie.
名字叫做《无形的战线》。
It is called a battlefront that you cannot see.
Yeah, 那么在这里面读加拉太书，你应该常常能够读到里面这无形的战线。
When you read the book of Galatians, you can have that sense.
很多东西不是危言耸听啊。
It's not to scare you.
你看到这里征战的焦点是什么
？What's the focal points of the battle?
里面反复讲，到底是行律法还是信基督
？Is it because of the law or Christ?
你知道圣经中用了好多卷的书，专门就是讲这件事情。
The Bible used many books to emphasize this.
那么大概在五年半前
，five and a half years ago，
那我就知道了，在大陆有个聚会
，there's a meeting in mainland China。
我们带领的老弟兄呢，到了北美
，our brother came to North America。
在那边呢，在大陆呢，一共有七个片，大陆叫做片，一片一片。
In China they call it districts。
那么老弟兄在的时候呢，传讲的都是纯正的真理。
When the elderly brother was there, he preaches the true gospel。
那我跟这位老弟兄很熟。
I know this brother very well。
那没想到他一到了北美
，But after he came to North America，
非常快
，Very quickly，
在那边就变天了。
It changed back in mainland.
有两个弟兄就把两片的弟兄姊妹带走了。
And two brothers took away two group of people.
他们说什么呢？说信耶稣不够。
They say, oh, it's not enough to believe in Jesus.
还要守律法。
You need to also follow the law.
竟然那么多弟兄姊妹就跟着走了。
So many brothers and sisters followed him.
所以可见这个征战是非常的厉害。
So you can see the battle is really severe.
有一次，一位年长的弟兄在分享一些大陆的事情。
Another elderly brother shared about the mainland China.
那么弟兄姊妹坐在下面听。
And brothers and sisters listen.
在湾区。
In San Francisco.
听着听着，大家睡觉了。
Many people fell asleep.
为什么呢
？Why？
他听了半天，大陆的远在那么远的地方，跟我们有什么关系
？So because it's not related to them, actually.
当我们从圣经中从这个征战角度看
，But from the point of the battle，
远在2000年的事跟我们今天有关。
The thing happened 2,000 years ago has relations to us。
远在那么多少千的英里之外，跟我公里之外，跟我们今天是有关。
And the things happen many miles away has relations to us too。
而且这里的焦点就是基督还是基督以外。
The focal point is whether it's in Christ or outside of Christ.
那么在这里，你看到仇敌他有一个的伎俩。
You can see the trick played by the enemy.
地上有个成语叫“擒贼先擒王”。
There is a saying say when you need to catch your enemy, you need to catch the leader first.
那么仇敌他也是有盯着哪些人，他特别的要下手。
And our enemy is looking at the leaders too.
因为他当初是盯着这个的彼得，这技法就是彼得。
At that time, the enemy was looking at Peter.
因为其他的人都随着他，都跟着他。
Many people follow him.
因为他这一改变，其他人都看他的样子。
If he changes, everyone else will follow him.
所以整个在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament time,
常常神就责备君王、祭司啊、先知啊这些。
So God will rebuke.The prophet, the kings, and the high priest.
据他说，有一位传道人这么讲。
A minister once said.
他说有一次他坐飞机。
Once he took the airplane.
他当然是默默的在祷告。
He was praying.
但是呢，旁边呢，他看到有一个人呢，也是好像很虔诚的在祷告。
And someone said beside him was praying as well.
哎，他就问他说，你是基督徒吗？
He asked, Are you a Christian?
哇，他吓死了，他吓坏了，听了。
And the other guy was really scared.
他说我不是，我就反对你们。
I'm not. I'm antichrist.
他说我在祷告我所相信的，要让你们的那些带领的全部都堕落。
I'm praying that.The God that I believe will take you guys all down.
不光是基法彼得。
Not only Peter here.
当彼得到了安提阿。
When Peter had come to Antioch.
好，在安提阿就是不简单了。
It's not simple.
你知道，在那个时候，神的见证在耶路撒冷慢慢开始要弱下去。
So at that time.God's testimony is spreading outside of Jerusalem.
神特别兴起的是安提阿。
And God lift up Antioch.
有一句话说，神的建造在哪里？
There is a saying say wherever God's construction is.
仇敌的工作也在哪里？
Then the enemy's work is there too.
所以仇敌盯着是基法彼得。
So the enemy was focused on Peter.
还有巴拿巴。
And Barnabas.
安提阿。
And Antioch,
仇敌特别的留意。
They pay a lot of attention.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
弟兄们常常说，在福音这件事上。
And brothers say at the point of the gospel.
特别像加拉太书给我们的提醒。
And the reminder of Galatians.
有两个要点。
There are two focal points.
一个源头一定要准确。
One is the source must be right.
第二个叫不能更改。
The other point is you cannot change it.
那我们的弟兄也是交通道，这卷书特别关乎到启示。
And our brother also shared about Revelation.
所以这个源头就是要从神那边直接得到启示。
The source is to have revelation from God directly.
或者说要有异象。
Or you can have a vision.
那些人为什么他们最后就随着彼得这么讲就随着彼得了呢？
Why did these people follow Peter when Peter said so?
彼得对，甚至随着彼得。
If Peter was right, they can follow.
彼得他开始装假了，大家也随着他。
But when Peter was playing hypocrite,
因为他们
people follow him too.
因为他们里面自己没有这个直接从神那边来的启示。
Because they do not have direct revelation from God.
那圣经中有一句话。
In the Bible, there is a sentence.
说没有异象，民就放肆。没有异象。
If there's no vision,
民就放肆。
民就放肆。
民老百姓。
哦、then the people will go down.
那么有一种翻译呢，就是民就乱跑。
Then people will be scattered.
因为他们在真理上没有那么清楚的有把握。
Because they do not have the good foundation of the truth.
那平时可以混着。
They can just go wishy-washy.
发生了一些动摇的这些的情形。
When there's something happens,
那就乱跑了。
Then we'll be scattered.
所以圣经常常提醒我们跟神要有直接的关系。
So the Bible reminds us to have direct relationship with God.
你知道以色列人他们在行路的时候。
When the Israelites was walking.
那么神跟他们说，你们离这个约柜要有相当远的距离。
And God said, you need to be far away from the covenant.
就是为了让大家都能够看到约柜。
So that everyone can see it.
你不能只看到前面的人后那个头的后影。
You cannot just see the head of the people ahead of you.
所以神特别强调这个。
God was really emphasizing on this.
那就是我们在教会里有的时候也有教师啊，也有一些服侍的啊，我们。
In church, there's also teachers.
那么有一弟兄就讲，这是来补足我们眼光的短缺。
The teachers are here to help us to not be short vision.
那根本上我们里面要有看见。
Basically, foundationally, we need to have our own vision.
过去的弟兄们说呢，曾经啊，他们早年的时候。
So brothers say when they in the early ages.
啊，有位老练的弟兄叫尼措森弟兄。
Brother Ni.
哎呀，那么大家碰到难处的时候说，哎呀，尼弟兄在多好啊。
When people have trouble, they will say, "Oh, if Brother Ni was here, it would be much better."
尼弟兄怎么那么早就神让他放在一边了呢
？Why did God take him away so early?
后来那些弟兄们他们有领会了。
then they later on they realize.
因为你永远听你弟兄的，那你自己就没有直接的看见。
If you listen to brother Ni all this time, you won't have your own vision.
所以这一段征战提醒我们，我们要里面自己有清楚，在福音上有那个把握稳妥。
This battle reminds us we need to have a better, clear understanding.
光有这个意象还不够。
Not only the vision.
你说这个彼得他有没有意象？
Do you think Peter has a vision?
彼得他曾经神给他特别有意象，《使徒行传》第十章。
In Acts, Peter had a great vision.
哦，他知道神悦纳外邦人，也是像悦纳犹太人那样的。
He knows that God is pleased with the Gentiles as well as the Israelites.
但是到了这个时候，好像他忘记掉了。
At this point, it seems that he had forgotten that.
哦，好像又跟外邦人可以一起吃饭。哦，一看有什么情况了，哎，跑掉了，不一起。
At the beginning, he ate with the Gentiles, and later on, he separated himself.
你看到这个巴拿巴。
Barnabas.
巴拿巴一直跟着保罗在外面跑。
Barnabas was following Paul all this time.
跟外邦人传福音。
He shared the gospel with the Gentiles.
他非常清楚，其实他知道这个福音的真理的。
He knows the truth of the gospel.
不分犹太人，不分外邦人，他知道。
Doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Gentiles.
就第一个，我们有意象已经不容易了。
So it's not easy to have a vision.
第二个，你这个意象还要像保罗说，我没有违背那个的意象。
And you cannot go against your own vision.
平时都没有问题的。
Normal time is okay.
从雅各那边人来了。
But when people from James came.
那些受割礼的人来了。
And the people who are doing circumcision.
情势一紧张。
When they came,
那就守不住了。
They cannot follow it anymore.
我有的时候觉得，哎呀，这么基本的真理你们都搞不清楚。
I feel, oh, since it's such a simple truth, how come they cannot be clear?
我常常跟别人讲，当我刚刚对主有点心的时候。
I often tell other people when I first believe in the Lord.
我根本不懂属灵征战。
I do not know about spiritual battles.
一个老练一点的弟兄跟我讲到属灵征战的厉害的时候。
When elderly brother shared about the spiritual battle to me,
我还笑他。
I laughed at him.
后来才知道，我这个叫做初生牛犊不怕虎。
Later on, I know a young believer do not know the danger ahead.
初生牛犊不怕虎，你就糟糕了，就被老虎吃掉了。
When later on you will be swallowed by the enemy.
后来经历了一些的征战，尝到了一些的味道。
Later on, I experienced the battle, then I tasted it.
知道，因为这不是人来对付你，因为背后有魔鬼。
Because it's not because of man, it's the enemy.
所以这不是件简单的事情。
It's not a simple matter.
靠着我们自己，我们对付不了。
According to us, we cannot do it.
那不光如此。
Not only this.
这里还有一个问题。
There's another problem.
叫做水火。
That is water and fire.
水火就随着大火。随着大火。
哦，随着大火。Okay, sorry. They just play along.
Yeah, 就一开始你也许还能守住。
At the beginning, you can stick to it.
看大火都离开了，你也守不住了。
Then when other people left, you won't follow.
所以今天考验我们的不光有一些的情势来，关键是大伙都跑了，你还能不能站住
？So it's time to test that. If everyone left, will you still stay?
世人做过一个实验。
People has this test.
在黑板上画了两根线。
They drew two lines on the blackboard.
其实非常明显，一根应该比另外一根长。
It's very obvious one is longer than the other.
然后就把一个试验的组放到那边。
Then they put a group of people in there.
所有的人都跟他预先讲好的。
Everyone has been told.
只有一个人预先不知道。
Only one people doesn't know.
那么这其他所有的人都说那根短的长。
Everyone else will say the shorter one is longer than the longer one.
后来不知道的这个人呢，这样的人呢，好多人也最后说那短的更长。
Then later on, other people will just follow that.
如果没有别人影响他，他应该不会选错的。
If no one affect him, he won't do the wrong choice.
但是因为大伙都说那个短的长，所以他怀疑是不是我也错了。
Because everyone is doing it, he just played along.
所以这里不光要有意向。
So not only you need to have vision.
而且能够守住这个意象。
You need to stick to it.
什么叫得胜者？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者就是别人都走偏的时候，你还能够站在那边。
An overcomer is when other one walk astray, you can still on the right path.
不一定你会做很多的事。
Not, you don't need to do many things.
在圣经中有一次，当外敌来入侵的时候，以色列人从麦田中跑了。
So in the Bible, it recorded once when the enemies came, the Israelites just fled.
有一个大卫的勇士，他站住了。
Only one warrior stayed.
他是得胜者。
He is an overcomer.
利未人都走偏了。
All the Levites.
撒度的子孙还站住了。
Only one group of people stayed.
所以让我们看到这个当中的属灵的征战。
You can see the battlefield.
你怎么应对这个属灵的征战
？How do you face spiritual battle?
首先，保罗他里面有一个敏锐的灵。
So first, Paul has a very sensitive spirit.
保罗那里说，他的一看见，哎，他们有问题。
He said, when he saw there's a problem,
看见他们站得不正，他们跟福音的真理不合。
When he saw that they were not straightforward,
因为这不是件简单的事情。
So because it's not a simple matter,
你这个时候看到那个情势，彼得垮了。
So at that point, you can see Peter has fallen.
众人也随着他垮了。
Everyone was falling behind him.
我想那个时候，如果是保罗在场的话，指望那巴拿巴。
So when if Paul was there, he will put his hope on Barnabas.
没想到巴拿巴他也水火装甲。
But Barnabas played along with Peter.
巴拿巴是个好人呐。
He was a good guy.
那么今天也要提醒我们，好人有的时候我们要被提醒。
So we need to be reminded, a good guy can fall too.
你知道这个水火
？It is play along.
水火呢？它里面在圣经中还有两处，有一个意思就不好。就是被荒谬怪谬的东西所诱惑。
So another meaning is to be tempted by bad things.
那么呢，还有呢，就是叫俯就谦卑的人，俯就也是这个词。
Another meaning is to compromise with the humble.
就是巴拿巴的个性上，有的时候他可以俯就人，不错。
So Barnabas was good at humbling himself.
但是他里面碰到那么厉害的征战，他也有软弱的地方。
But when he faced this strong battle, he was weak.
有的时候个性上的这一点反而在这个时候被仇敌可以用到。
So sometimes the character can be used by the enemy.
所以对保罗那个时候，他里面非常的敏锐，这是场厉害的属灵征战。
So at that point, Paul was really sensitive.
好像这条防线正在崩溃。
He feel that the battlefront is broken.
所以他里面非常的敏锐，他马上要介入。
He was very sensitive. He just stepped in.
那么在圣经中，让我们看到有很多的时候，我读圣经的时候，我就不知道这圣经中一个人为什么都那么敏锐。
I sometimes do not understand why some people are so sensitive in the Bible.
有一次，大卫的儿子亚沙龙要背叛他了。
David's son wanted to rebel against him.
你初看好像也没有什么。那个时候情形还没有那么糟糕。
At the beginning, it wasn't that bad.
但是大卫那个时候非常的敏锐。
He was so sensitive.
撤，赶快撤。
So he just retreated.
因为大卫怎么就知道这个情况那么糟糕呢
？Why did he know the bad situation?
有一天，所罗门的妈妈去跟所罗门求一件事情。
Because Solomon's mom once came to Solomon.
她有一件小事我想求。
There's a small matter I want to ask you.
妈妈求儿子一件小事。
Mom asked his son for a small matter.
所罗门非常敏锐。
Solomon was very sensitive.
哇，那里面有非常严重的事情。
He can sense the seriousness behind this.
所以让我们看到保罗里面他有一种敏锐。
Paul has this sensitivity.
他能够知道这个看不见，表面看好像没有那么糟糕。
On the outside, it's not that bad.
但是那个无形的战线看不见的战线里面已经非常严重了。
But the battlefront you cannot see is very severe.
另外你看到保罗他非常的果断。
You can also see that Paul is really straightforward.
我们刚才读了那段的经文。
We read this passage.
我们是不是觉得这好像有点过分呢
？We can say, oh, is Paul doing too much?
当面抵挡他。
He said that.Before everyone,
当众啊说了那么一堆的话
，before all the people,
是不是过分
Is he doing it too much?
正是因为保罗他知道这不是一件小事。
Because Paul knows this is a small, not a small matter.
跟福音的真理不合。
This does not come along with the truth of the gospel.
他知道这件事情如果在那个时候不顶住的话。
He knows if this small matter does not stop.
结果相当的严重。
Then the ending result is very bad.
保罗常说他是个工头啊。
He is a hired worker.
就像他跑到了工地。
When he go on to the construction site,
看到大家都在建大楼,
and he can tell everyone is working to build.
突然他发现这个水泥的质量有大问题,
then he found that the quality of the concrete is not good.
他就马上喊停,
he needs to ask people to stop right away.
所以这是保罗,
that's Paul.
当然我们今天过去我这个不懂事啊。
In the past, I do not know things.
看到位年长的弟兄讲的有东西不太对。
Well, once I heard an elderly brother saying something.
加拉太书里面的话，当面指责他。
So I use this sentence. I just rebuke him in front of me.
我想起来，就有位弟兄提醒说：“你没有保罗的生命啊。”
And another brother remind me that I do not have life of Paul.
不要有保罗的口气。
You cannot say like Paul.
但是保罗啊，你知道，在第一章里面啊，他真的是觉得我到底要讨神喜欢还是讨人喜欢。
In the first chapter, Paul was debating whether he should please man or please God.
他心中非常的知道他是基督的仆人。
He knows that he's Christ's bond servant.
所以他是非常的忠心。
He's really faithful.
所以我们读这一段的时候，首先一个感觉就是看不见的战线。
When we read this passage, we know there is a battlefield and battlefront unseen.
第二个方面就关于真理了。
The second point is about the truth.
是行律法称义呢，还是信基督称义
？Is it because of the law or Christ?
那么刚才这段经文里面呢，你读呢读到有六次讲到第二章有六次讲到律法。
On the second chapter, there are six times mentioned about law.
那么对律法呢，我们稍微有点温习。
We can have a review about the law.
那么在圣经中讲律法大概是两种情形。
In the Bible, there are two conditions when law is mentioned.
第一种情形通常前面加个冠词的。
In the usually it has the word the in front of law.
那律法。
The law.
那不一定，但是通常是那律法。
Usually it's the law.
那就是指神借摩西所颁布的律法。
That refers to the law that given to Moses.
比如讲十诫。
When we talk about the Ten Commandments.
如果再扩张一点的话。
When we expand it.
摩西五经律法书。
The five books written by Moses.
那神为什么要颁布律法呢？
Why did God give the law?
今天我们一般都马上就从负面去看。
Then we can see it from the negative side.
我想我们现在从正面看，神为什么要发表律法
？When we see it from the positive side, why did God give the law?
首先，神颁布律法是为了让人们来知道，或者他发表他是怎么的一位神。
The first purpose is to reveal who He is.
比如讲，神对以色列人讲，不能穿混纺的衣服。
When He commanded the Israelites not to wear clothes with mixed material.
其实就暗示这一位神他是很单纯的很纯正的不喜欢掺杂的这么一位神。
It signals that God wants things to be pure.
所以呢又可以说呢这个律法是神他是怎样一位神的见证。
It also shows how God wants to testify himself.
你看这个法板是两块就是见证。
There were two piece of stone.
第二个目的是为了把人带回神的权柄之下。
The second purpose is to bring man back to the authority of God.
在神选召亚伯拉罕以色列的老祖宗之前。
When God called, before God called Abraham.
全天下的人跟着宁禄背叛神。
Everyone was rebelling against God.
神说话没人听。
No one listens to him.
神的话没有权柄。
There's no authority.
那么神呢，选召了这么一个民族呢，赐给他们律法。
Then God called up Abraham and gave them the law.
告诉你，你只要按照律法来做。
And told them how to do according to the law.
你就一定蒙福，风调雨顺。
Then everything will be smooth.
所以说，为什么别人能吃螃蟹，我们不能吃螃蟹
And they ask, why can't we eat crabs?
那你只要听神的话，你不吃螃蟹。
If you listen to God, you don't eat crabs.
你就蒙祝福。
Then you are blessed.
啊，神的话真的是有权柄的。
So God's words has authority.
那么大家呢就哎都归向神的权柄之下。
Everyone was going back to God's authority.
那么第三个功用。
The third purpose.
那么你守不住律法。
If you cannot stick to the law.
你违背了律法。
You were against the law.
那就定你的罪。
Then you need to be sentenced.
不光如此。
Not only that.
你屡屡的违背律法。
If you rebel against the law often.
那你就不光定罪了，你就让你知罪。
Not only to help you to know the law.
所以正面的功用显不出去，负面的功用、消极的功用出来。
If it cannot show the positive effect, it will show the negative one.
什么叫律法叫人知罪呢？
What does it mean by knowing the law can help you to know sin?
保罗说若不是律法我就不知什么叫做贪心。
Paul said if there wasn't for the law I don't know what is greed.
我相信我们没有信主之前我们基本上都知道贪心是不好的。
And before we believe in Christ we know that greed is not good.
保罗的意思不是说没有律法他就不知道贪心不好。
So Paul's meaning isIt's not that you, if you don't know the law, greed is not good.
保罗的意思是因为有这个律法是不可贪心，他却想去不贪心，永远做不到。
The Paul's meaning is because the law shows that it's not good to be greedy, but we cannot do it.
所以律法叫人知罪是叫人知道罪的厉害。
That means we need to know how the law is punishing people.
所以你就觉得苦啊。
You feel bitter.
啊，你走投无路。
You have no path.
转向基督。
Then you have to turn to Christ.
那律法的第四个功用就显出来。
The fourth function has revealed.
但在圣经中还有一种讲律法的情形。
There's another part that talk about the law.
不带那个冠词的。
It does not have the in front of law.
有的时候还前面加个行，叫行律法。
And there's another word added. It is to act it out.
整个第二章加拉太书那六次律法都应该出现在今天我们读的经文中。
So six times law was mentioned in this passage.
讲的都是这一个的没有冠词的律法。
It talks about the law without the word the.
前面刚才我们讲的那个律法是指一个个的条款。
Before we mention the law, those are just regular laws.
那么现在我们讲的这个律法没有冠词的是指一种方法。
This is a method here.
那就是人靠自己的本事来行律法来达到神的要求。
So man trying their best to achieve God's requirements.
那这有时候就叫做律法主义或者律法原则。
So that is the law.
那我们大概有点了解。
The principle of law.
你刚才读下去十四到十五节，你看到又有一个对比。
If you read from verse 14 to 15, there's another contrast.
里面讲到犹太人和外邦人。
It tells about the Jews and the Gentiles.
犹太人和外邦人本来在神的心目中没有高低之分的。
In the heart of God, there's no difference.
神只是做工有个秩序，先是犹太人，后是外邦人。
It's just an order. First the Jews, then the Gentiles.
那么刚才我们就讲到律法的时候。
When we mention about the law.
好像神让以色列人让他们办一个深圳特区。
It's like God wants the Israelites to have a special district.
特区成功，那么大家都跟上。
If that district is successful, everyone else can follow.
调用一句话说，让一部分人先富起来。
There's a saying said, let the small group of people to be rich first.
大家都羡慕了，都跟上去。
Then everyone will envy them, then they will follow.
可惜呢，常常一部分人先富起来呢，这个结果呢，他们就骄傲了。
Then the result, often when a small group of people become richer, they will become proud.
看不起其他人了。
They will look, despise other people.
以色列人更糟糕。
The Israelites are like that.
他们还没富起来，就看不起别人了。
They despise other people even before they become richer.
所以当初以色列人他们觉得我们是神圣的选民。
They thought they were the holy chosen people.
说的不好听一点，我们这些其他人都只像猪狗那样的。
And other people are like pigs.
所以他们非常的骄傲。
They are really proud of themselves.
打个比方说啊。
To have an example.
我们说以神先给以色列人律法。
God gave the Israelites a law.
有一列火车。
There's a train.
他们先上车。
They get on the train first.
那时候只有律法，只有这个临时的车票给他们。
At that time, they only have this temporary ticket, the law.
哇，他们拿着临时车票先上了车，非常的骄傲。
They were really proud of themselves of this ticket.
高人一等。
They are ahead of everyone else.
后来主耶稣来了，做成了救恩了。
Then later on, Jesus Christ came.
那正式的车票就有了。
He fulfilled the salvation, then we have this formal ticket.
你我们这些外邦人都拿着这个正式的车票在火车上。
Every Gentile has this formal ticket on the train.
但是以色列人呢，他们老是觉得高人一等。
But the Jews, they think they are ahead of everyone else.
他们老觉得我们先上车。
They think they are on the train first.
他们老是看中手里这张临时车票。
They look heavily on their temporary ticket.
有的人呢，就以色列，他不愿意把这张临时车票换正式车票。
They do not want to trade their temporary ticket to a formal one.
也有的人呢，拿了一张正式车票呢，觉得这张临时车票还是不舍得扔掉。
Even though people who have the formal ticket, they still don't want to give up the temporary one.
那么他们其实不知道下车的时候查的是什么。
They do not know when they get off the train which ticket will be need to be shown.
下车的时候查的是正式车票。
It is the formal one.
他们觉得正式车票还不够。
They think the formal one is not enough.
手里张临时车票觉得很重要。
They think the temporary one is more important.
照理按照加拉太书后来跟我们看到。
According to the Galatians.
那么第三章讲到当基督来了，我们都披戴基督了。
In chapter 3.When it says when Christ came, we are dressed up with Christ.
那就不分什么犹太人啊、希腊人啊、这个外邦人不分了。
It doesn't matter whether you are Jews or Gentiles.
照理，如果他们真的信了福音
，If they truly believe in the gospel,
那个时候就成为新人了。
They are the new creation.
你应该改变原来这种成见了。
They need to change their opinions.
也改变原来这种成规了。
They need to change their rules.
但是他们不是。
But they are not like that.
他们里面还是有成见，你们外邦人，我们犹太人。
They still have their own bias.
在规矩上，他们还是有不一样。
They still have difference.
说的轻一点。
To be lighter.
你们吃螃蟹的。
You eat crabs.
对不起，我们不能跟你坐一桌。
Oh, I cannot associate with you.
很勉强，你们也要吃螃蟹。你们也要不吃螃蟹。
I have to force you not to eat crabs.
所以他们要勉强，刚才读的勉强外邦人跟他们一样，一个规矩。
They want to force the Gentile to be like them.
螃蟹这是说的轻一点。
Crabs are small things.
说的重一点是受割礼不受割礼的问题。
To think the heavy thing is whether to be circumcised or not.
所以在他们里面，他们不光自己还那么看重这张临时车票。
Not only they look upon their temporary ticket heavily,
他们还勉强着外邦人，你们也就是要拿着这张临时车票。
They also want to force the Gentiles to have this temporary ticket.
所以这是当初的情形。
That's the situation in Galatia.
我知道彼得他们不是不知道。
It's not that like that Peter doesn't know.
但是外部的压力一来
，But when the outside pressure came,
他们考验通不过。
He cannot pass the test.
除了犹太人和外邦人这个对比
aside the comparison between Jews and Gentiles.
再下面就讲到核心了，到底是信耶稣还是行律法。
Later on, that's the center point, whether to believe in Christ or act in the law.
我们常常要说，为什么亚当犯罪，主耶稣不马上来呢？
When we say, why Adam sinned, Jesus didn't come right away.
你今天去传福音，别人容易相信吗
？When you preach the gospel, is it easier for others to believe?
大部分人心里买账吗
？Do most people accept it?
一个道理，如果当初亚当光马上就吃了这个
，When Adam ate the fruit,
那世界还没有堕落到现在那么堕落。
And the world is not that corrupted.
人里面不服。
And people are not obedient.
我们有那么严重吗？错道。
We are not that bad yet.
所以这里说，凡有血气的，没有一个因律法能够行律法能够称义。
So it says here, by flesh you cannot be called righteousness.
我们今天读下来很轻松。
When we read this passage, you can read it with ease.
对整个人类历史来说不轻松。
But to the human history, it's not easy.
最会守律法的这个民族，以色列民族。
The Jews who can obey the law so carefully.
他们一再失败，一再失败。
They failed so many times.
到了时候满足。
When the time comes,
神也知道了这个时候啊，那就来差基督来了。
And God knows, then He sent Christ.
早来不行。
If He sent Him earlier,
地上有一个人。
There's one man on this earth.
他身上也蛮说明问题。
There's some it can show something.
那他名字叫马丁路德。
His name is Martin Luther.
马丁路德他是非常的虔诚。
He is very faithful.
他知道像他这样的人怎么能够才讨这样一位神喜悦呢？
He was thinking how to please God, for a person like him.
他过非常敬虔的生活。
He is really faithful.
哇，他在这个教堂的这个楼梯上面就一跪着一级一级的祷告。
So he prayed on the stairs step by step.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他心中一个叹息。
There is a sigh inside of him.
他说神啊。
He said, God,
地上如果还有一个人
if there's another person on this earth,
能够过敬虔的生活能够过到你觉得满意
to live a faithful life to please you,
这个人非我马丁路德不就一定是我马丁路德了
that person must be me, Martin Luther,
哪有人像我这么敬虔
who else can be this faithful?
但是我里面没有平安
but I do not have peace,
我是在痛苦之中
I'm still suffering,
所以这个时候他的这个痛苦神也给他的启示
At that point God revealed to him
让他知道是因信称义
Then he know that it's because of faith
凡有血气的没有一个人因行律法称义
No one can be called righteousness by act of flesh
那这个道理不是那么容易明白的
It's not easy to understand
所以有人说得好啊
Some people say
说律法不是让人遵行的
Law is not for people to obey.
律法是让你去犯的。
It's for you to rebel against.
让你犯到最后，你觉得哎呀不行了，那你投降，你承认失败。
Until one point you submit yourself.
但是
，but
有些人他圣经很好。
Many people are very familiar with the Bible.
他不买账。
He doesn't accept this.
什么因信称义啊
？What is a believing faith?
神真的这样讲吗？
Did God really say?
我们拿旧约的圣经来看。
Let's look at the Old Testament.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
最后一节。
Last,
最后一节，生命记六章最后一节二十五节。
六章 last, chapter 6, last verse.
他说：“我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命，谨守遵行。”这就是我们的义了。
Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as He has commanded us.
明明圣经的话说，你遵行律法就是你的义了。
So that's where the Bible says if you act out the law, then you are righteousness.
不光如此。
Not only that.
有人圣经很熟，把生命记再来读一次。
There's another part in the book called Deuteronomy.
生命记三十章。
Chapter 30.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你难行的。
For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you.
也不是离你远的。
Nor is it far off.
不是在天上。
It is not in heaven.
我第一次读到这处的经文。
When I first read this,
对啊，神说啊，他的诫命不是难行的。
And God said, "Oh, it's not hard for me to obey."
不是在天上，不是要你去拿月亮下来啊。
It's not in heaven.
哎，那圣经自己说是遵守诫命就称义了嘛。
So the Bible said, if you follow the law, you can be called righteousness.
我想有很多以色列人，他们就读了这些的圣经，觉得应该是凭律法称义。
I believe many Jews read this part and they think.We can be justified by the law.
也许你从圣经中还能找到别的例子。
Maybe you can find other places in the Bible.
所有这些的问题出在哪里?
What's the problem?
人是堕落的。
People are corrupted.
我们堕落的人的思想也是堕落的。
Our mind is corrupted too.
所以照我们堕落的思想读出来，神明明不是这个意思，我们读出来，哎，就是这个意思。
Using our corrupted mind will misunderstand God's words.
当初全天下人都背叛神。
In the beginning, many people against rebelling against God.
人如果愿意来归向神，来对神的话，当真。
If people want to look high on God's words,
神也悦纳。
God is pleased too.
但是你不能永远，神说旧约你遵守的就可以活着。
But it's not like if you obey the Old Testament, you can live.
那是不用石头打死你。 不用石头打死你。
Oh, they won't stone you.
所以那个时候神还是悦纳你。
At that point, God still is pleased with you.
更关键的，圣经说这些不难行的离你不远。
And the Bible also said it's not too far away from you.
跟上天摘月亮没关系。
It's not in heaven.
到了新约就有解释了。
In the New Testament, there's explanations.
指的是你心里承认，口里相信。
It is to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth.
所以人的错在哪里？
Where is our fault?
人只读出了字句。
We only read about the words.
人没有得到启示。
We do not have revelation.
没有知道背后的意思。
We do not know the meaning behind it.
那就在错误的里面一直是错。
So we go on within this falsehood.
最后其实实践证明人到最后苦啊，人屡犯错，永远是错。
So at the end, people are bitter because they keep on being false.
其实圣经早就是告诉我们是因信称义。
The Bible has told us we are justified by faith.
什么叫因信基督称义呢？
What is justified by faith?
那我们很容易这么去想。
We can think it easily.
你犯了罪。
You sinned.
你欠了罪债。
You have this debt to pay.
你欠了100万的罪债。
If you owe a million.
你还不起。
You cannot pay it off.
主耶稣付上重价，死在十字架上。
And our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the ransom.
你把这个救恩接过来。
You take His grace.
你就是相信我们的救主。
You believe in Him.
那么这笔罪债就免了。
Then this debt is paid off.
从法庭上来说就是称义了。
And then you are called righteousness.
没错。
It's not wrong.
但是你读到这里讲的还不是这里。
When you read here, it's not like this.
这里讲的称义是叫在基督里称义。
Here it says, to be righteousness in Christ.
刚才我们的领会一点没错。
It's not wrong.
但是到底是怎么让我们称义的呢？
How are we called righteousness?
有一个词对保罗来说常常用的，其实两个词。
Paul used two words.
一个就是在基督里。
That is in Christ.
也就是跟基督联合了。
We need to united with Christ.
你怎么被称义的呢？
How can you be called righteous?
当你一相信，你就跟基督联合了。
When you believe, you are united.
在神眼中就是这么回事。In
God's eyes, it's just like this.
所以基督的义就算你的了。Then
Christ's righteousness can be yours.
你知道那些的犹太人啊，那些犹太的那些律法主义者啊，他们挑战神。
The Jews, they challenge God.
他们好像觉得，他们也不是说完全不承认基督的救恩。
They do not reject the grace of Christ 100%.
我们里面看到，好像基督并没有把罪彻彻底底的解决掉。
They think Christ did not solve the problem of sin 100%.
刚才我们读到经文，好像还没有彻底改变你罪人的身份。
Not totally change our position.
好像主耶稣对这个罪这个事情还没有本事彻底解决。
It's like Jesus Christ does not have this function to solve our sin.
今天人有的时候也有些的感觉，怎么叫基督的义跟我们什么有关呢？披戴基督。
How can we relate Christ's righteousness? That is to dress up in Christ.
你身上有很多的污点。
You have many dots on you.
主耶稣把他的义来撕一块下来，帮你贴上去。
And He patched with His righteousness.
圣经告诉我们不是这样。
The Bible says, no, it's not like that.
是你是在基督里称义。
It is you are called righteousness in Christ.
你完全的跟基督完全的联合。You
are united with Christ totally.
是基督就成为你的义。
Then Christ can be your righteousness.
整个的基督成为你的义。
then the whole thing of Christ can be yours.
刚才我们在之前博饼的时候唱到的歌，你最大的亏欠啊，全都被他解决了。All
our debts are paid off.
这是基督成为我们的义。That
is Christ become our righteousness.
那这是因信称义。That
is justified by faith.
那我们要到最后了。Let's
go to the ending point.
那我们刚才我们这是第二部分。
That's the second part.
第三部分是基督在我里面活。The
third part is Christ live within us.
那么他这里讲我因律法。And
he said, according to the law,
就像律法死了。And
I die to the law.
叫我可以像神活着。And
that I might live to God.
什么叫我因律法就像律法死了呢?
What is through the law and die to the law?
你可以这么理解，因为这个律法我怎么都守不住。
Because this law I cannot follow.
终于有一天你对这个律法完全绝望失望。
And at some point you just gave up on that law.
你跟这个律法说拜拜了。And
you say bye.
我再也不跟你尽义务了。
I won't follow you anymore.
那你可以这么去领会。
You can understand it that way.
在圣经中如果有另外一卷书罗马书。
In the book of Romans.
罗马书里面是用婚姻来表达。
It show illustrated with marriage.
那在一个婚姻中有一位，这个丈夫已经，他是那个在罗马书第七章，讲到其中一方死了。In
the book of Romans, in chapter 7, it says once one party has passed away.
然后就嫁给了另外一方。Then
someone has 嫁给，married to someone else. Then he married to Christ.
所以跟律法那边已经一刀两断了。Then
you are cut off from the law.
然后就嫁给了基督。Then
you married to Christ.
死里复活的基督的生命给你。The
resurrected Christ, his life is given to you. 你可以向着神活着。You can live to God.
也就是说之前你靠自己的努力。At
the beginning, you depend on yourself.
来行律法，希望讨神喜欢。You
act after the law to please God.
最后让你绝望。Then
you are despaired.
但是假设这是你的一个愿望。If,
let's suppose this is your wish.
如果第十九节只是初看看到那么一件事。If
in verse 19, it's just one thing.
究竟怎么发生的呢?
How does it happen?
20节就跟你解释。And
verse 20 explained.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。I
have been crucified with Christ.
当基督钉在十字架上时，完成了这件事情，你跟律法一刀两断。When
Christ was crucified, I was cut off from the law.
那有些弟兄姊妹会觉得，到底是律法死了还是我死了？And
many brothers will be confused whether is it. The law died or I died.
你去读的话，你会发觉这个问题。罗马书第七章。When
you read it, you can find that problem.
我想加拉太书六章给我们一点的解释。Galatians
chapter 6 can give us explanation.
因着十字架，我向世界死了。It
said I died to the world.
世界也向我死了。And
the world is died to me.
只要有十字架这一件事情。If
only there's cross.
你对着他死了，他对着你也死了。You
die to him and he died to you.
就十字架而言。
According to the cross,
可以说你死了,
you can say you are dead.
也可以说律法死了,
or you can also say the law is dead.
不管怎么样，基督把这件事案件了结了。Anyway,
Jesus has finished, closed the case.
那么这个是到底是这个是谁？是我这个是指谁呢？
Who is the word I here?
在中文里面有好多的我。
In Chinese, there are many I.
有的时候其实没有这个，我是中文加的。
In the original text, there's no I.
当讲到死了这个我，就是旧人。So
when it mentioned the I that is died, that is your old self.
因为加拉太书二章二十节跟罗马书六章六节是配得上的。So
verse 20 can go back to Romans chapter 6.
也就是我这个老旧的这个旧我定死掉了。So
your old self is dead.
而且与他一同定死掉了。And
died on the cross.
什么叫老旧人?
What is old self?
就是老亚当。
That's Adam.
老亚当是一个团体人。
The old Adam is a group.
在宇宙中神只看两个人。
God only see two people in this universe.
一个叫亚当。
One is Adam.
一个叫基督。
One is Christ.
也就当基督被钉在十字架上的时候。
When Christ was crucified.
这个老亚当他也完蛋了。
The old Adam is dead too.
你一信。
Once you believe.
你就在属灵的境界里发生了一个联合。
You are reconciled in the spiritual field.
对你来说，这个亚当也死了。
Then for you, the old Adam is dead too.
我们特别留意。
Pay attention.
它里面是讲我与基督同钉十字架。
It said I was crucified with cross.
刚才我们讲到是在基督里称义。
We earlier mentioned we are called righteousness in Christ.
也这个同钉也可以说是你在基督里与基督一同钉。
So you can also say in Christ you were crucified.
很多的弟兄们都用直观的这个比方来说明。
We use simple examples to illustrate.
今天一本书里面
In one book,
你把你的照片加到里面
if you add pictures,
你把这本书扔在空中
then you open, you throw the book away,
有个神刀手
there's someone who's good at knife,
飞刀飞过去
and threw a knife,
把你这本书钉在那门板上
and put that book on the door,
那时候你的照片也被钉上去了
And the picture is stick to the door too.
也就是你在基督里，或者说照片在这本书里，一同的被钉死了。
So the picture inside the book was nailed on the in Christ.
所以这里是一个团体人的概念。
That's a concept of a group.
而且关键这里是讲什么
？What's the main point here?
过去我不懂的时候，我觉得十字架是很好的一个词。
In the old time, when I don't, I feel the cross is a good word.
我那时候常说主啊，我要与你同钉十字架。
I said I want to be crucified with you, Lord.
后来讲看圣经中从来没这么说过。
And the Bible had never mentioned that.
圣经中是讲我们已经与他同钉十字架。
The Bible said we have been crucified.
也就这个旧人已经死掉了。
We have died.
在客观上已经死掉了。
In the practical ways, we were dead.
那主观上很多的经历，或许要到后面讲到实际的部分再看。
So from our own point of view, we'll later on.
那不光是负面的，已经同定，已经死了。
Not only the negative side are crucified.
另外还有正面，现在活着不再是我。
On the positive side, the one who lives is not me.
乃是基督在我里面活。
It is Christ who lives in me.
我们特别留意，不是耶稣在我们里面活。
Pay attention, it's not Jesus lives in us.
是我与基督同钉十字架。
It is we were crucified with Christ.
不是我与耶稣同钉十字架。
Not with Jesus.
耶稣钉在十字架上，他为你付了罪的工价。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he paid the ransom.
基督钉在十字架上，他是个团体人。
When Christ was on the cross, he was a group.
你可以在他的里面。
You can be in him.
就像照片可以在书里一样。
Like a picture can be in a book.
所以可以说是在基督里称义。
That is to be justified in Christ.
同样，这里是说基督在我里面活。
And it also says.Christ live in me.
耶稣不能在你里面活。
Jesus cannot live in you.
耶稣在地上活了。
He lived on the earth.
但今天作为一个团体人。
But as a group.
他可以跟你发生联合。
He can be united with you.
基督也在我们的里面做生命。
And Christ can be our life.
所以他在我们里面活。
So Christ live in us.
这里有几个人。
There are a few people here.
这里有我，有两个我。
There are two I.
中文有的时候是翻得不对的。
Sometimes the Chinese word translation is not accurate.
但里面有一个叫不再是我，这是有的。
It says it's not me anymore.
就是不再是旧我。
It's no longer I.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
这个是新我。
That's a new I.
今天我们很多时候都是觉得是让基督活出来就好了。
Sometimes we feel, oh, we can just.Let Christ live out.
我想这不太准确。
It's not accurate.
什么叫基督在你里面活？
What does it mean by Christ living in you?
不是基督凭空的活。
It's not living in.
乃是基督联合着你活。
He is united with you to live.
就基督做你的生命。
He is your life.
我再说，这不是基督凭空的活。
It's not him living in.
你在基督里死了。
You are dead in Christ.
这是一个联合。
It's a, union.
现在另外一个也是在里面。
Another one is inside of you too.
有人说是保罗的专利。
And people say that.
一个叫在基督里。
Paul's saying that one is in Christ.
一个叫基督在我里。
Oh, Christ in you.
Yeah, 那这是两个词。
Two phrases.
里面都是表达了联合。
It shows the meaning of.
你联合在基督的里面称义了。
You are united with Christ and justified.
你联合在基督的这个定死上。
You are united with his crucifixion.
然后基督联合着你活出来。
Then Christ unites you and live it out.
你这里一看，看到只有两个。
There are two things.
其实有三个角色。
There are three characters.
我们讲的实际一点。
To be practical.
怎么基督在你里面活
？How Christ can live in you?
那这个当然牵涉到第五、第六章的事情。
I will relate to chapter 5 and 6.
你看到明明是三个角色。
Are three characters.
你明明看到不是光基督单打独斗。
It's not Christ fighting alone.
我们常说我们要么体贴圣灵，要么体贴肉体。
We often say we sometimes satisfy the spirit or the flesh.
你明明看到三个角色。
There are three characters.
过去有人讲，在我们的人里面有两个人。
People say in the old times there are two people inside of us.
一个是老我，一个是新我。
One is the old self, the other is the new self.
那你他说你我们要给他读神的话。
We need to read God's words to them.
那么让我们这个老的我呢，让我们里面就这个新的我就得到供应，越来越强壮。
So the new self can be supported and grow stronger.
那如果我们从体贴圣灵和体贴肉体来看。
When we say we understand the spirit or the flesh,
分明有三个角色。
Are three characters.
一个叫肉体。
One is flesh.
一个叫圣灵。
One is spirit.
还一个就是做选择的那个你。
And that's the person in between making choices.
你到底选择他还是选择他？
Do you choose spirit or flesh?
或者我们可以这么说，就是我们的魂里面的意志。
So our desire within our soul.
到底体贴圣灵还是体贴肉体？
Do we follow the spirit or do we follow the flesh?
那么这个当我们体贴圣灵的时候，
When we follow the spirit.
我们按照圣灵来做的时候，
We do according to the spirit.
那实际上就是基督在我里面活的这个具体的体现。
That's a practical way of Christ live in us.
这二章二十节非常的重要。
Verse two, chapter 2, verse 20 is very important.
很多人从这一节到得帮助。
Many people got help.
你怎么才能得帮助呢
？How can you get this help?
圣经中类似的字句至少有三处。
Similar verses there are three of them in the Bible.
过去为尼托生弟兄。
A brother Nee.
他得到了罗马书6章6节。
He obtained Romans chapter 6 verse
我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
My old self has been crucified with Jesus Christ.
但他有一个秘诀。
He has a secret.
因为他在神面前有个求。
Because he has a prayer.
他说神啊，他不能得胜。
He said, I cannot be an overcomer.
神啊，你启示我到底怎么得胜的路。
You reveal to us how can I walk on this overcoming path.
所以当他得到了启示之后，
When he got this revelation,
开心得不得了。
He was so happy.
哇，跑到楼下去跟张三也说，跟李四也说。
And he was so happy, he shared that with everyone.
别人觉得他有问题。
And people say, oh, you have some problem.
他说你知道吗？我死了。
He said, oh, do you know I'm dead?
他一看，他跑到另外一个人说，我死了，你知道吗？
And he said, I'm dead, do you know?
为什么这个启示在他身上有作用？
Why this revelation functioned in him?
因为他是个渴慕的人。
Because he's the one who longed for God.
约翰福音15章。
John chapter 15.
葡萄树和枝子。
The illustration of grape and wine.
这是神给戴德生弟兄的话。
That's the word that God gave to Hudson Taylor.
因为他已经服侍了神十多年了。
He has been serving the Lord for many years.
他知道自己还没得胜。
He knows he was not an overcomer.
他不满足于他的现状。
He was not satisfied with his
condition. 所以神这句话给他。
God gave him this sentence.
所以他马上就得帮助了。
Then he got helped.
也有人从二章二十节得到帮助。
And many people got helped from this chapter 2 verse 20.
但愿我们今天都 有这样时间到了，时间过了。时间过了，就到这里了。
We have to end here.
但愿我们今天一个，我们里面有个感觉，属灵征战很厉害。
So may everyone have this feeling because the spiritual battle is very severe.
保罗说他素来所建造的。
Paul said once he constructed.
素来所拆毁的。
What he destroyed.
他怕重新建造。
He was afraid to rebuild it.
我们根深蒂固有很多坏东西。
We have some fundamental.Bad things.
容易死里，容易死灰复燃。
It will come back to life.
第二个，这些话都是很宝贝的话。
All these words are very precious.
这些话并不难理解。
It's not hard to understand.
但除非我们有像尼迪兄像戴德森那样的心。
But if only we have a heart like Brother Ni and Hudson Taylor.
这些话才在我们里面会有实际的果效。
Then we can have this real effect inside of us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你深深地知道我们的软弱。
You deeply know how weak we are.
你知道我们不行。
You know we are not able.
你知道我们不行，我们还以为行。
You know we are not able, but we think we are.
但主，我们谢谢你，你很久地忍耐我们。
But Lord, we thank you that you endure us.
但到了时候，你就把你的真理向我们来显明。
But when time comes, you show us your truth.
但愿你帮助我们里面有看见。
May you help us to have this.
让我们看见属灵征战的真实。
So that we can see how real the spiritual battle is.
让我们里面有个渴慕。
So that we have a longing for you.
我们要里面清楚地知道这救恩的真理。
We can know clearly the truth of the gospel.
不光让我们有得救的地位。
Not only to have a saved position.
让我们向你有个渴慕。
We have a longing for you.
我们承认很多方面我们还没得胜。
We admit we are not all comers.
主啊，但愿借着这些话，不光让我们在真理上更多的来一温习。
We wish that not only we review on these words.
你做工在我们的里面。
May you work in us.
让我们有这个实际。
So that we can have this fact.
不是靠着我们。
Not only to depending on us. It's your grace.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.